As a world-renowned marine photographer, award-winning filmmaker, and dedicated environmentalist, Bob Talbot uses the power of film to advocate for the ocean. A true friend to the aquarium and the creator of our new video wall at the entrance to Blue Wonders, Reefs to Rainforests, Bob is here today to talk about his work on the ocean conservation front lines. Thanks for coming in, Bob.
Thanks for having me, John.
Your work, which has been viewed by literally millions and millions of people around the world, demonstrates a clear love and appreciation for the ocean. When did this all begin for you?
Well, you know, it started when I was a kid. First few years of my life, our backyard was a little cove off East Chester Bay in New York, and it was my playground. It was, you know, where I spent my time as a child. And when we moved to California, my family moved to California, my brother started surfing. I was at the beach all the time. And then, of course, you know, the Cousteau specials, that pretty much sealed the deal.
Well, and then is that where your first efforts at underwater photography came from, or how did that happen?
Well, it's funny because for me, the photography was kind of secondary to exploring the ocean and learning more about the ocean. So when I was 8, I started snorkeling. When I was 13, I got certified. It was as early as I could get certified. And when I was 14, I was given a camera as a gift, just something to do while I was diving, because I stopped spearfishing and taking game. I enrolled in an after-school photo class, and, you know, that sparked everything. It was like, wow, this is it. This is the way I can express my love for the ocean and try to communicate how I feel about the ocean and what I think is important about the ocean.
Well, clearly filmmaking is something that you are extremely passionate about. And what do you hope to accomplish through your work?
What I really hope to accomplish with the work is to create connections between people in the sea, between people and people, and so that we can better understand the connection between marine animals and the terrestrial environment as well. When we've talked about the ocean historically, it's been the ocean. And then we've talked about land issues, it's the land. And what we really, I think, have to come to understand that it's all very much connected, that we have this one giant ecosystem, which is Earth, and everything we do in any particular area affects the other.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like our friend Sylvia Earle says, no blue, no green.
That's right.
What are some of the unique challenges that you face when trying to capture images underwater?
Well, you deal a lot with water visibility, you deal a lot with weather, and of course you deal the most with the wildlife you're filming, if the wildlife even shows up that year, if they're cooperative or not, because really you're not going to get much if you don't have animals that are interested or at the very least ambivalent about your presence. So those are the things that are the most challenging. You can go places that you know you've researched and you've been to, you've scouted. And, you know, that one year something happens and the water's not clear or the animals are not there in the numbers they usually are. So you're always working around a lot of moving parts.
Few seconds left. What inspires you to keep doing this kind of work, Bob?
Wow. You know, I don't know how I could not do this work. I feel very fortunate that I have the ability to do what I do, and I should say the opportunity to do what I do. Where I live in Pacific Grove, I look at the ocean every day, and not a day goes by where I don't feel a huge responsibility to do my little bit to make things better out there.
Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Bob Talbot recently spoke at the National Aquarium in support of our Marjorie Lynn Bank lecture series. You can see a video of his lecture at aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.